Morongo Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, a little after 9 a.m. on Wednesday, July 28th. Time to cross some streams. That's where we talk about what we're watching, and all the streaming networks, there's so many to choose from. So many shows. It can bog you down, so we try to narrow it down, take your suggestions and ours, 818-955-2955. And Eric writes a new theme song for this segment every week. What do you got?
Well, I'm still on TV theme songs.
You're never going to get off of that.
I mean, when you got on that, you're never getting off of it.
Seriously, I had no idea there were so many great TV themes. Now, I knew there were limitations to what I knew. Like this one, so many people wrote me and said, do Thundercats. But it was not, surprisingly, a very meaningful show for me. I did not grow up with Thundercats for some reason. So I had to learn.
Maybe you missed it generationally.
No, it was on when I was young. Yeah, it was absolutely a huge show. It just wasn't.
I remember Thundercats.
I think because I had a younger brother, maybe. It wasn't on his, so I had to watch whatever he liked. But I wasn't into the show, so I've been putting it off and putting it off. Finally, I learned the theme song to Thundercats first, and then I recorded My Crossing Streams.
I wonder, wonder, wonder what to watch! Oh! I wonder what's good on Hulu, what to watch online. Disney Plus, Apple, YouTube, Netflix, Peacock, Prime. I wonder, wonder, wonder what to watch. I wonder, wonder, wonder what to watch. I wonder, wonder, wonder what to watch. Heidi and Frank, let's get a strange cast.
What was that last line?
Heidi and Frank, let's get our streams crossed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was good.
All right, let's get our streams crossed. 818-955-2955 is the number. There's an active ranker at HeidiandFrank.com of the 499 titles we've already discussed from all the different networks and streaming networks. So the top 10 right now in the last 4 weeks of voting, Dead to Me. Still in there. Still in there in the last 4 weeks, people just discovering Dead to Me on Netflix, Cobra Kai on Netflix, number 2, The Boys, Amazon Prime, 3, WandaVision on Disney Plus in the 4th spot, Knives Out on Amazon Prime, it's a movie, in the 5th spot, must have mentioned Married with Children in there, people are going back to not be so woke and remember what life was like when it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Ozark is in the 7th spot on Netflix, South Park, another not really politically correct show.
Not at all, no.
On Hulu in the 8th spot, The Queen's Gambit in the 9th spot on Netflix, and The Umbrella Academy in the 10th spot on Netflix. Now, some honorable mentions who did well but didn't get enough votes to get in the top 10. Enola Holmes, Narcos Mexico, Mindhunter, The Octopus Teacher, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and The Undoing. All shows that I guess would be a must watch. Anybody got any suggestions in the studio before we take the calls?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Eric. I don't know if you ever mentioned it, but the show about the devil. Now I'm for drop.
Lucifer.
Loving it.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I mean, even to describe it, it's like, sounds cheesy. Like, okay, he's the devil. He's like a fallen angel. And then he comes back and he's like, you know, trying to be a detective. And it sounds so lame, but it's so good. He's so charming. I love everything about it.
You're a Lucifer fan now.
Is that what I'm called?
Yeah.
A Lucifer fan?
That's what we are.
A Lucifer season 6 is, I guess, the finale season, the series finale. Going to be coming out this fall, September 10th.
I'm so excited.
That's it. You only got 6 seasons of it.
That's really good. But then last night we stumbled on Citizen PI. I was been trying to find that on my phone because I couldn't remember the name of it. Citizen PI on Discovery. It is just average, everyday sleuths taking cases that they were like, there's clearly a problem here.
Oh, I hate those people.
It's
mind
so
your own business, Glass Kravitz.
It's like, take
Citizen PI.
Don't F with cats, that kind of mentality. And they're going through and they're like,
was it animated?
No.
You're watching Scooby-Doo.
Well, I was on cold medicine, maybe.
Citizen PI.
It's on Discovery. It's really good. There was the first case they cover is there was a woman that was shot in her bedroom. Her husband's a cop, his service weapon is on the floor. And they're saying that in order to get an officer's service weapon out, you've got to like use two fingers, press down a certain way, pull a certain way, and then another lever in order for the, like a regular person can't just take it out of the holster if it's laying on the ground.
Right. So they're saying what happened?
Well, it was ruled a suicide, but then they go through all these little pieces of information and go, this was not a suicide, it's a homicide. So they're reinvestigating the case.
Wait, so are these family members of the woman, the wife who killed herself?
There are some family members who get involved, but mostly it's just citizen PIs who
I hate this idea.
It's
citizen
God.
PI. No, no. Paranoia overblown.
But when you watch, you go, yeah, that was
but
not
yeah,
a suicide.
But that's his wife. Wouldn't she know how to take the gun out?
That wouldn't.
He probably said, you know, if I'm ever, you know, incapacitated, the home invasion, here's how you take the gun out of here. Okay, solve that one. Take that, citizen PI.
No, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. You'll be on board. It was not a suicide.
Are they a bunch of loners? Like don't F with cats? People
no,
who had nothing else to do in
no,
their lives?
There's one guy in the first story. There was one guy. He was former Secret Service. And so he does have some background
so
in
he's
that.
Like the cool. He's like Fred.
He's sort of the lead. Yeah, he's sort of the lead. And
does
then,
he wear an orange ascot? Oh, God,
do you have anything about that, Eric?
I hate these people. I already hate this show.
What's
on Rotten Tomatoes, Eric?
Does it even have
I anything? Can't find it. It literally has one mention on all of Rotten Tomatoes.
Everybody hates it. They can't even rate it.
Citizen PI. Check it out.
Can't
Discovery.
Find it.
All right.
Jordan, you always got something. What do you got?
Yeah, I watched Pig with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my God.
All right, so it's in theaters right now. It's a movie that doesn't really go anywhere, but it's supposed to be good. Like, you're watching it, and you're like, want it to be good. Nicolas Cage is good, but he's good in a way that's, like, not overbearing. Remember, what was that? Fury Road, Mad Max?
Right.
And, like, the main guy, what's his name? Famous actor guy. Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas Hardy.
Not Ed Hardy. Thomas.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy.
Okay, so... In that movie, he has like five lines, right? So like, it's hard to mess up. It's hard to like give a crappy performance when you do five lines. Mm. That's Nick Cage's kind of role in this whole thing. He doesn't talk a lot, but his presence is known throughout, like during the whole movie. And it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like John Wick, but with a pig.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's not.
Not at all.
Yeah, no. But it is an intense kind of like whodunit kind of thriller, but. I just feel like there's no payoff at the end of it. So
do citizen PI show up and solve the case?
He basically is a citizen PI
citizen
trying to solve
eyes.
His own case.
Where's my pig?
Citizen pig eye. But I do, like, if you feel like seeing a resurgence of Nicolas Cage, go check out the movie, because whether or not you like a lot of dialogue, the movie itself is shot really well, and he did a great job for what he was doing in the movie.
All right. Anybody else in the studio got something you want to suggest? Johnny?
I watched Space Jam with Mr. LeBron James.
What'd you think?
Wow, can he not act?
Oh.
He is terrible. Jeez.
Yeah, that's fine.
The tunes, they were great, but...
He's no Michael Jordan when it comes to acting.
No, not at all. No, stick to basketball. Good thing he's got his plan B, right? Yeah, I mean, it was all right. It was an all right movie.
What'd your kid think?
My kid loved it.
See, of course.
He doesn't really care, but... It really just LeBron took it out for me.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, LeBron.
Jeez. It was that bad, the acting.
Oh, right from the very beginning. Yeah, he was terrible. Just watch 10 minutes of it and be like...
Eric, it looks like you watched it as well?
No, I didn't watch it because I was busy, watching another tune. And I think I'm a furry, you guys.
Oh.
I think I've become a furry because there's a Netflix show called Beastars. It's an anime show. And, you know, when you show a humanoid animal, usually it's movies like Space Jam, where they have cartoony bodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, sort of jelly-looking legs and arms. They're not sexual at all. But Beastars has, like, ripped man bodies and stacked girl bodies. It's the most bizarre
juxtaposition.
So they
have an animal head and a hot girl body?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, so the wolf character has a major crush on the bunny, but he also wants to eat her because he's a carnivore and she's an herbivore and she's this big slut who goes, "Oh, you want me?" and takes off all her clothes. It's I think I'm a furry. I've become a furry because of this show.
I think you have to grow hair first, Eric.
No, I just put on
He's a furry with alopecia.
So watch but it's Beastars. An anime. Yeah, it's an anime, but it's got 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's very, very good. It's just going to make you feel really weird in your pants.
It seems like a trend right now is to turn animes into live action because Netflix is already doing that for Cowboy Bebop and One Piece.
Yeah. I've not seen a successful adaptation of an anime.
I'd love to see this one you're talking about. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to eat you, bunny. a new Pokemon series is coming to Netflix, and it'll be live action.
Okay, they did this with Detective Pikachu. That worked out.
The producer behind Lucifer is set to write and produce it.
Love it.
Netflix is already the place to watch different Pokemon animated series, if you're looking to watch that. All right, let's see who's up first. I've been waiting for a long time. It's JP. Hello, JP.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, JP. So what are you streaming?
Animal Kingdom on Prime.
Animal Kingdom.
I feel like that's come up here before, but I don't remember.
It's about, does it take place here in Southern California? Animal Kingdom, Surf Town.
Yeah, so it's four brothers. They pull heist, and the mom is the mastermind. So the whole show is pretty much sex, drugs, and guns.
I know. I was trying to get into that, and it just turned totally cheesy and cornball. I was like, come on.
The mom is that blonde, hot.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I can't remember her name, but yeah. What the hell is her name now?
Now it's going to drive me crazy.
Is it Ellen Barkin?
Yeah, Ellen Barkin.
Yeah, she was in Ocean's 11, too.
Yeah. I've heard it here on the show. We were talking about Animal Kingdom, tried to watch it, and it just made me hate certain parts of Southern California even more.
Hmm. Well, that dropped the ball there.
Let's see. You got Ralph. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, guys. What's up, Frank?
All right, let's cross streams, Ralph.
Morning, team. Hey, Ultra Rabbit Hole. It's called Missing 411 and Missing 411 The Hunted.
Ooh.
On Prime.
All right, give us a little bit without ruining anything.
Okay, it's just about these people in national parks that go missing, and it's ultra, weird circumstances. They just walk off for a minute, and then they disappear off the face of the earth. And then these kids will go missing, and they'll find them, 9 miles away, 10 hours later. It's, just insane.
And do they have a bunch of people show up, random citizens, to solve the case?
Oh, these are actual, yeah, citizens show up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man, these are legit, full-on forestry search parties going after these people, and they can't find anything, or they find...
Like, without a trace.
Shoes. Yeah, they'll Damn, find their shoes good. Or their clothes, and then the people are gone.
So is the theory abduction, like alien abduction? Is it like supernatural theories?
Well, they're trying to do these investigations to find out. There's this guy, David Pilates. He's started the Can-Am Missing Persons Project, and it's he's trying to get a list of missing people out of the forestry department and these national park service, and they won't give it up. They refuse to give him any of the information. It's crazy.
That sounds so good.
All right, Ralph.
It is. So Heidi, you're going to love it.
I'm looking in now.
So it's missing, what's it called?
411?
Again?
Yeah, missing 411 and missing 411, The Hunted. And then he has a whole series on Netflix. Or I'm sorry, on YouTube.
Oh.
YouTube, yeah. These two movies are on Amazon, but he has a whole page on YouTube where he does these individual investigations of these people. He goes back, 100 years. He'll go back 50 years. It's crazy, yeah.
Well, now you got me intrigued, Ralph.
Yeah,
probably
me
have
too.
To check that out. Thank you so much for calling. I saw a trailer the other day for the Dexter New Blood coming out. Looks fantastic. During last week's Comic-Con panel, Michael C. Hall said one of the motivations for doing a season of Dexter was to atone for the universally hated season finale series finale at the time. Michael said, quote, "I think this is a show that's very important to all of us, and the chance to revisit it and maybe in the process redefine the sense of the show's ending and the sense of the show's legacy more broadly was certainly a part of our motivation, no doubt. Dexter New Blood comes out November 7th on Showtime.
Yes.
There will only be 10 episodes, but Michael hinted that he is open to doing more.
Well, then that means they left us hanging up after
left the can of the bag on that one.
That means he's broke, too.
Yeah.
Hardcore fans definitely have questions that they want answered, and it'll also be interesting to see John Lithgow and Jennifer Carpenter again in a flashback scene. So, yeah, the trailer looks fantastic.
I am in.
All right, let's see. Lori's next. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Lori.
Hi.
Let's cross some streams.
I said you just
you're just listening to the radio, so you got confused. Just turn the radio. All right,
hello,
down.
Jackson.
Yeah. Hello. How's it going, guys?
Let's cross some streams.
Yeah, I just watched. It's a documentary on HBO. I think it's a documentary series, but it's called Rock Box. That's like the title of the show. But the first episode is about Woodstock '99, and it was great. It was just about base. It was a full length documentary. It was like an hour, maybe 2 hours. And it just goes through all of the tragedies that happened, interview a lot of the attendees, some of the artists. You get to see what a lot of the promoters said. You kind of get to see how they were maybe out of touch with the youth of the late 90s and didn't really go the way that they planned.
Right.
And the planning might have been, not the best. And I don't want to give anything away. I mean, there's kind of a story that goes along with it. It's very...
That helps.
Predictable.
Is it? So it's a series.
No, it's a documentary.
It is a series. It's kind of confusing. It's a series, but I think only the first episode is about Woodstock 99. The next episode will be about something else.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Rockbox, the name of that. Thank you, Jackson. Patrick, you're next. Cross some streams.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Patrick.
There's a 4-episode docuseries on Amazon Prime. It's called The Last Narc, about Kiki Camarena, the DE agent that disappeared in Mexico.
I did see that. That's pretty kick-ass.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's very good.
I will concur. The Last Narc, what's it have on Rotten Tomatoes, Eric?
No score yet.
No score?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
At all, from critics or audience.
All right. Hello, Rick. Rick? Oh. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good. Cross streams with us.
I was going to say Woodstock. That was a good one. But The White Lotus on HBO Max, it's got that girl Alexandria Daddario in it. It's pretty good.
I'm in. Thank you. White Lotus. Hello, Salt.
How you guys doing today?
Pretty good. What are you streaming?
So I'm not sure if they've already mentioned this one, but Made for Love on HBO Max. It's long story short, it's about this weirdo genius guy that is like a virtual genius, and he created his own little world, his own little box. It's a series on HBO Max that he has his wife implanted a chip in him and his wife. I guess they can see the same thing, and she kind of gets tired of it. He turns into a psycho, and you should see the rest from there. I'm not going to ruin it.
Made for anything. Love.
I feel like we've talked about
made
that.
For,
yeah.
Hell, I wouldn't get love. I wouldn't get Live 360 on my phone. Now I'm going to put implants so you can see everything I see. Hell no.
Yeah. Well, that's why you become psycho.
What do you say, Saul?
Hey, can you teabag me?
All right, I'll teabag you real quick. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me get down here. Oh, oh yeah.
You're going deep on that.
Oh, my God. I'm going deep on that.
What do you got?
All right. It's, for the Olympic Games, it's a long sleeve shirt. It says USA on the front of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
I don't know why you get that up during the Olympics, Heidi.
Oh, probably.
You guys are the best, man.
Because you're an ROC fan.
Same reason I gave up the rest.
Doesn't fit.
Probably.
So this whole bag was a mirror. You trying stuff on and going, doesn't fit.
So I said, I've tried it all on.
Doesn't fit.
Yep.
Bag it.
All
right, Saul, thank you so much. Stand hold, and we'll get you that
thank you.
Cool Olympic t-shirt. It was a little too snug.
You can try to fit into it in the 2024.
Oh, yeah. I could keep it until then and then see the difference like before and after. Give it away.
I think Jordan saw Black Widow. Anybody else see Black Widow in theaters? Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to wait long for it to hit the digital platforms. It's going to do that on August 10th. Now, it came out in theaters on July 9th. So, I mean,
like a month.
That's really quick.
Hmm.
It's possible that Marvel and Disney saw declining box office numbers of the movies second week, coupled with the fact that COVID is making a comeback. and decided this was the best way forward financially. So Black Widow's actually going to hit DVD and Blu-ray for everyone still looking forward to that on September 14th, which is also pretty quick for that turnaround for the DVDs and Blu-rays. And Michael B. Jordan is producing a Black Superman limited series for HBO. It's based on the character Val Zod. He's in a different universe than Clark Kent, but his origin is pretty similar. He comes from Krypton and is sent to Earth after the death of his parents. Val Zod is also the second person in the comics to take on the role of Superman. No word yet if Michael is going to star in the series, but you figure you're going to produce a Black Superman, you're not going to be Superman? Come on, Michael B. Jordan.
Who's a better Superman than him?
Yeah, I think we're all wishful thinking on that. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come right back. Keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.